Okay, we'll get started again for the last 20 minutes.
好，我们现在在还有二十分钟的课可以上。
I think my microphone's on yet. Okay. Okay, so the divine decree is God basically getting all the information in. He gets rid of all the things which is just the potential once he's decided the best course. So he's considered all of the facts, including the potential outcomes, but ultimately there can only be one history.
我们在讲神的意志哦，他其实是把所有的资讯全部都收集起来，这个里面还包含了各种未来可能的状态，然后他会决定了一个方向，就是历史将会往什么样方向走，然后他会做一个比较大的整合。
It's like a computer program or a plan. He's making a plan of a system or something, and he puts in all the information, and sometimes he has to make edits, and eventually he gets all the information perfect.
就好像一个电脑，他把整所有的资讯整合起来之后呢，他会有一个下一个指令，好让这个他的决定被执行出来。
And when he makes the decision, say, okay, this is what it's like. It'd be like, or maybe the author of a book. He's finally got his book perfect.And then he hits the print button, and then it all prints out.
那就好像这个所有的资讯进到电脑里面之后，它整合之后呢，它决定了这整个事情的在什么样一个状态之后，它就按下了那个印表机的印列印的键，然后列出来的那就变成了将会有的历史。
And that's history. It's fixed.
而这个历史是被明确的确定的。
You can't change it.
你是改不了的。
And it's interesting because really we still have our free will, right?
而且最有趣的事情是我们每一个人还是用着我们的自由意志在下我们自己的决定哦。
But in the mind of God, he sees this as a plan and he sees it from the beginning to the end and all of the minute, which means very, very small details.
而神呢却很有意思的是他可以看到所有的大小事件的最最最细节的状态。
And that is the divine decree.
而他决定了历史，那就是神的意志。
Okay, so we just read through that one more time.
所以我们再把这一句整个再念一遍。
It pays to remember this. You know, we've actually remembered in our family, we can recite this. That helps, because sometimes you need to have a good definition of it. Well, the divine decree is God's holy, eternal, wise, and sovereign purpose.Comprehending all things simultaneously, past, present, and future, and their causes, conditions, successes, relations, and relations, and then determining their certain futurition.
You remember it.
Yeah. Well, it's important.
他说我们最好应该要把这整段背起来，就像刚才 Tim 在念的时候，其实他是用背诵的哦。
It's something you can remember. It's like learning a Bible verse, right?This is God's plan for your life.
这是神给我们的计划，所以我们应该要记得。
Okay, and the important thing at the end is that we have this word futurition, from the word future.
好，我们有一个很重要的字是在这第五行的那个 futurition, 就是等于是在讲未来。
You're probably familiar with the word future, but this is like a cognate, which is like a term.Makes the word future as another kind of a noun.
How to say it?
It's like what is going to be, I guess, something like that.
It's more like an academic word?
Yeah, academic.
好，这个 futurition 哈，其实你就把它想象成是这个 future 未来这个字的一个比较学术性的说法。
These are real words in English. We have the word futurity.Which is another kind of a word for future.
还有另外一个叫 futurity, 也是未来的另外一种用法。
But notice that last phrase, it says that God determines there, meaning all of these decisions and all of these events and things, he determines their certain futurition, which means they will happen. Nothing's going to change that.
好，最后的这一句说，神呢，依据前面讲的这一大堆的时间过去现在未来的起因状态跟连串后果来决定未来一切事物的未来。
What makes it really interesting also is that Lucifer and his fellow minions, those fallen angels, they should know God well enough after you know, being with God for billions of years, or maybe millions or billions of years, they should understand God is sovereign and whatever God says will happen is going to happen.
其实有趣的事情是这个路西佛也就是撒旦 跟那些他的跟随他的这些堕落天使们，他们是陪伴在神的旁边几千亿年了，照理说他们很了解神的主权性是多么的高，也就是说神要发让什么事情发生就一定会让什么事情发生的。
And God has stated, you know, he would have stated even before the Bible was written, he has told Lucifer, you're going to the lake of fire.
而在当路西佛被神判决说你将会到火湖里被烧死的时候，
And God would say to Lucifer, even though I'm giving you this opportunity to appeal, I gave you the appeal trial and we're in the middle of the trial and you have an opportunity to prove yourself. And that would include an opportunity to say, God, I was wrong.But he doesn't. And he can read the last book of the Bible in Revelation. It says he's going to the lake of fire.
而这些事情都在圣经有被撰写出来之前就已经发生了。那神就已经告诉他说你有权上诉。好，然后呢你将但是在上诉之后你还是会被送到火湖里烧死。
But Lucifer, he doesn't believe that. Obviously, he still thinks that he has a chance somehow, that maybe God is lying or that God doesn't have that power.
而路西佛很奇怪的是他就是不相信，他就是不相信说他神给了他的判决，他将是会被送去火湖的，他还依然顾我的，想要努力的去来证明神是错误的，神是不可能将他送去火湖的。
It's like the unbelievers. If the unbeliever is told, if you don't believe in God, you're going to go to the lake of fire, they don't look at studying about God and God's Bible. What they do, usually, is they turn the other way. They try to find as much evidence they can to believe in the non-existence of God.
这就感觉上就跟那些不信神的人，就是不论是无神论者，或者是就是根本就是信别的神的一样的状况，就是他们呢想尽办法要去找到一些点来证明神是不存在的。
And that's where they turn to these theories about the Big Bang and evolution and other religions even, like Eastern religions especially, because they're running away from God. They can't accept that ifGod does exist, that means they're wrong and they have to go to the lake of fire.
所以他们其实呢是想尽办法去创造一些其他的学说，比如说大爆炸，比如说这个生物的这个演化论，好，甚至去发明其他的宗教，想尽方式，比如说很多东方的一些宗教，他们就是想办法要逃离神，我们的上帝存在的这个事实。
They spend their whole lives running away from God.
他们花整个人生想办法要逃跑。
And then when somebody does present the gospel to them again, or the fact that, you know, God exists or Jesus exists, then they manifest their rejection of God by hating that person, by turning their hatred towards Christians.
所以呢，神呢，想尽方式呢，对他们传福音。好，但是呢，这些人呢，却想尽方法要逃离这些福音。
And they try to discredit the Christians. They look for any information they can about Christians or the church in general, or any bad things about, you know, anybody to do with the church.
然后他们甚至呢，想尽方法去找到任何基督徒或者是基督教的一些错误的或者一些可以指责的地方。
Somebody might be giving them the gospel, and this person who's an unbeliever said, oh, I had a neighbor, he was a Christian, and he was a really bad guy, and he was unfaithful to his wife. The stories might be true, actually, but they're using that as an excuse not to listen to the gospel.
那比如说有人想要跟一个人去传福音，结果这个人呢就想说，哦，我的邻居有一个基督徒，就他对他的太太不信实，然后就也许这个事情并不是假的，但是他就要去举这种例子来表达说基督徒是没有必要去信基督的。
And that's why it is very important for us as Christians that we do need to behave as much like Jesus Christ as possible.
但是这也让我们提醒我们作为一个基督徒真的必须要行为要好，才能够让那些非基督徒有找不到这些说辞，让他们更容易接受一个福音的传递。
But even still, you know, even if a man is surrounded by all these bad Christians, he is still responsible to God if he rejects Jesus Christ.
但无论如何呢，一个人就算他被一堆很坏的基督徒包围了，他还是要对他自己负责，也就是说，他相不相信耶稣基督这件事情是他自己要为自己负责的，不能去拿别人当作他的借口。
And the fact remains that in the Bible, and it's usually made clear to the unbeliever, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, you go to the lake of fire. These people understand that. You know, most unbelievers, especially in a Western society or even like in religious societies that aren't Christian,They understand that if you're not good, you go to the lake of fire. It says in Romans 1, it says these people have rejected God.
在西方人的那个头脑里啊，他们其实是都知道，就是如果他是不相信耶稣基督的话，他将来是会被火狐烧死的。
Yeah, it comes back to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 says God has revealed it to them.
因为罗马书的第一章有很清楚的上帝告诉大家说，你不相信耶稣基督，你最后你的最终就是在火狐里被烧死。那这件事情在西方人的头脑里是非常清楚的。
It's not because these people can't believe, it's because they don't want to believe.
所以这些人并不是没有能力去相信，而是他们不要相信。
So their ultimate fate, because they rejected God, is that they have to go to the lake of fire.
所以呢，他们最终他们的命运就是会被火狐烧死了。
Okay, and that's all in the divine plan. That's fixed. That's not going to change.
这就有如这是我们神的计划。这是神已经告诉我们了，在圣经里一再提醒我们了。这就是已经是这些。不信者的命运了。
Yeah, and even Satan, we don't know really to what extent that he knows his future, but it seems in his mind, yeah, he's totally rejected God's plan, and he's rejected God, and he still thinks that there's some way that he can maybe get out of the lake of fire.
就像撒旦一样，他其实完全是不接受神的计划的，他还在以为他最后是有办法逃离这个计划的。
Okay, but yeah, again, everybody is responsible for their decisions to God. So these people will be before the great white throne judgment, and they cannot blame anybody else, and they can't blame God, they can't blame Satan, they can't blame their neighbors. They are responsible for that decision.
所有的人他最终是要对他自己的决定负责。当这些不信者在大白宝座的审判前，他就会要面临这样的一个结局。
And for us as Christians, it's the same thing. If we don't make it to spiritual maturity and we don't fulfill God's plan for our lives, it's nobody's fault but our own.
就像即使是我们基督徒也一样，我们如果不让我们的属灵生命成长更为成熟，那我们还是要面对我们的属灵生命不够成熟的这个结果，这是我们自己要负的责任。
Yeah, we're all living our lives before God. It goes back to that verse. You know, we're living our lives before the eyes or before the face of God.
所以我们又回到刚才的创世纪六章十一节的经句里面，就是我们所有都要，我们都要面对神，我们神的面，我们都在神的面前，我们的整个人生都是展现在神的面前，他是完全看得到所有的细节。
We have really been before the eyes of God or the face of God for millions of years. So what we're doing here today and what you do tomorrow and in the next 10, 20 years, these are things that God has always known about.
神是全知的，他完全知道我们昨天、前天、还有今天、明天、后天、未来，我们20年后的生命，他都知道的。
Yeah, and remember, God has always planned the best for you.
记得神永远为我们做最好的计划。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you have shown us or revealed your plan to us through your word.
感谢神，以你的话语让我们展现出你对我们的计划。
We give thanks that we know, as your beloved children, that you will always provide the best for us.
我们也感谢，我们也知道神总是会提供我们最好的计划。
Even as you provide for the unbeliever, that you love them so much that you gave your son Jesus Christ for them.
甚至呢，神也是这么的爱那些还不信耶稣基督的人，而将耶稣基督献给了我们。
May you help us understand that we are completely responsible for every decision that we make.
而且我们知道我们要对我们自己所有下的决定要负责。
And that if we make good decisions according to your will, that we will be blessed and we will glorify you.
我们知道呢，只要我们能够下对的决定，而且是属神的决定，我们就会能够荣耀你。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所以我们要感谢所有耶稣基督所给我们的指示，感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.